All right, Kuf Chav Beis, we just starting Sif Beis. The famous Gezeira of Eina Ben Yaymei, Atu Ben Yaymei. As far as we know, in the world of Halacha L'maisa, there is no difference, L'chadchila, there's no difference between a Ben Yaymei and an Eina Ben Yaymei Kli. It's all the same. Ben Yaymei, Eina Ben Yaymei, L'halacha L'maisa, L'chadchila, it's all the same. But the Eved, Eina Ben Yaymei doesn't answer. Well, the chetchila, there's no difference a tray for kli if it's a ben yaymai or ain't a ben yaymai. We're going to learn now that there are three significant potential exceptions to it. So let's learn the Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis with the Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva, Geir Masha. We'll see how this works. Kedera she'ena bas yaymai, dayan she'shasa meis leishim nishbashal b'ha iser. A kedera that was not used in 24 hours from the time that Isser was cooked in it. Have you nice and tam lefgam. It does not give a good taste. It only gives a bad taste. So there's no Isser. V'afilu ha'achi asru chachamim levashova. Nevertheless, the chachamim said that one is not allowed to cook in a tray for kli. Eina ben yayma lechatchila. Gezeira otu bas yayma. Bein shabalua be'isser. Saiv was originally cooked with Isser. Bala vashova heter. And also, if it was originally Beluah coming to cook Melechix, there's no difference. And this is the Gezeira of Eina Ben Yaymei, Atu Ben Yaymei. The Chazal made a Gezeira on a Kli that's not a Ben Yaymei. The Nitziv writes in his Shiltis that this Gezeira was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. This Gezeira goes back to the Midbar. That is from Avi Gedar. Moshe Rabbeinu made a number of Gezeiras, it says. He made this Gezeira as well, and with that he explains why by Klei Midyan they had to kasher. Why didn't they just wait till the Kelim were in a B'nai Yayman? So this is the Shultis explanation, the way the Nitziv explains it. So Gezeira in a B'nai Yayman to B'nai Yayman, just realize how that changed the whole world. Otherwise, any Kelim becomes Trey if you just put away for 24 hours and it's mutter. So the whole halacha of Trefa Kalim changed because of the Gezeira of Eina Ben Yaymei, Atu Ben Yaymei. If we're going to find exceptions to it, so it'll be wonderful. You just wait 24 hours.
And I'll be mutter. Just wait 24 hours from whenever you find it.
Okay, whatever Eitzah you have, L'maisa, there's a Gezeira. So let's look in the Pesachei Tshuva, who brings certain potential exceptions to the issue. We'll learn Pesachei Tshuva Aleph and then Pesachei Tshuva Beis. Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. I am Michis Yaakov, Klal Pei Hei, Sivkot and Samach Dalet. Hevi, the Tshuvas Nachlas Yaakov, Kosem B'Shem Chachmei Venitzia. The Zedavka B'Kli Matchis. The Istakona B'Hagola. When was Chazal Goyzeina Ben Yaymei, Otu Ben Yaymei, only by metal kelim that can be repaired through kashering? Mashay Ke Kli Cheres, the Tzorch Shvira. But a china kli, which you have to break, have a kediyeved. That's always a bidiyeved. Umatirim hakelim la'acha shias me'es la'es. So according to Chachmei Venitzia, any china keli that becomes treif, you just put it away for 24 hours, and it becomes mutter. That would be a good kula. What?
Or
milchiks to fleishik. You put it away. Well, no, to use it for milchiks to fleishiks, they wouldn't be mekel. Because that's not. The whole logic is that torn shvira, that it's a bidiyeved, because the only thing to do with it is break it. If you could still use it as milchik, it wouldn't be a problem. It's not torn shvira. But let's say you had a milchik that became fleishik. So this would be a great cooler. Do we paskin this way? Well, we all know the answer because we never heard of this. So he says. The Herich Lahasig Alzeh. The Nachlas Yaakov argues, Mekama Sugis to Shasu Paiskim, Umakama Ke Masim Shom B'Shem Godel Echad, Behefsim Ruba Yesh Lahate B'Klicheres Ayin Shom. He brings Nachlas Yaakov that Behefsim Meruba you could be Mekel, Uli Yestaiti Koshel Lahate Afilu Behefsim Meruba, the Kasim Begos Hashvisa B'Sech Zavay Nezara, Hod Omer Gzeir Shem Yema to Ben Yayma, Yzel Shaina, Aval Ein Laimer Atam Lafishu Lechatchila, Lesnan Gam Lechatchila Aser. Don't think that it's only a lechatchila dekadin. Akim shetun and shvira have a kediyevet, because since you see there were guys around kli cheres, we see that even bidiyevet. Akam shayne harib behedya that filled with kli cheres tzar shvira. Shum tzasi prima gadus mikol gimel sheheir gam kein bezeh. I'm prima gadu varachayim. etc. So we have here the Chachmei Venitia were Mekel, and we're not paskening like them, but as always, it's going to be a tziruf. It's going to be something with mitzaref, as we're going to see shortly in Halacha L'maisa. So we have one kula that we don't accept by itself, but it's a kula that by klicheres, a person could be Mekel on a Eina Ben Yoimai. I had told over the incident once with Rav Palm, with a newlywed whose wife, shortly after Chasna, had put hot chicken directly from the oven onto a china serving plate. A milchika china serving plate. And Rav Palm had told him to go ask Rav Bik. It wasn't Stam go ask Rav Bik. He said, you live near Rav Bik, go ask Rav Bik. So he knew that Rav Bik held that our china, which is smooth, has a din of glass. So he sent him to Rav Bik. So people gave me a hard time with that. Why Rav Palm sending him to Rav Bik? You know, just down to the Mekel. So, first of all, I think his family had some shaykhs to Rav Bik anyway. But this is a tziruf. But this is a tziruf. Because here, it's a, we have a shita to be mitzarif to this idea. The Chachmei Venitia would have said that it's a klicheres, it's epsim aruba, to be mekalein ben yaima. You say you don't even have to kasher it. So it's an important serif, this idea. But hold on, we'll see another kula in beis, of cotton beis. Pischi tshuva beis, I am a tshuva snai di biyuda tinyana, yaradeya simin on aleph. Igam b'nesra mi'isid rabbanan hadin kein. Noi di biyuda is misupik. If the gzeira of Eina ben Yaimei, Otu ben Yaimei applies to something that's only in Issa d'Rabbanan, because of Sham, the Medina Shari l'chatchila, Dav gzeira l'gzeira. Logically, it's a double d'Rabbanan. The Issa is a d'Rabbanan, and the Eina ben Yaimei is a d'Rabbanan. So let's say you would have chicken with milk, which is Basa b'chol of d'Rabbanan. So then, again, you'll have a tzad to be Mekel on Eina ben Yaimei. Ella the Daibuza Shain says, Shain Lakum Zakim Shal Nimsa Bapaiskim. Sheikhtavu Dinza. I don't know why that stops the Daibuhuda. Plenty of times he says, Kulis, that don't say the Paiskim and he's Saimach on it. But here he doesn't, he says, I guess it should have said. Ubeemes says the Pisrichuva Nimsa came betaz, Lakamakum Laman Zayas of Kotnva, Kosabi had Yedishari Ayin Sham. He says the other Taz says that it's Mutter. Let's skip the parentheses for a minute. Ubechuvas Chacham Tzvi, the brackets. Mavul lehedya the gazrina kai gan gzeira l'gzeira the bedover hamotzi v'rogel gazrina gzeira l'gzeira. I guess it's a rule for Shas. We always wonder. Sometimes you do say gzeira l'gzeira, sometimes not. So something that's common that shkia v'rogel we make gzeira l'gzeira. Mahadid nasta b'reisha kana b'reisha kundis ayin sham b'ainsif katan gimel shen chuz b'savram l'chayru raya brura the ain lahat gzeira shen b'yai misd rabbanon may pincha deravami b'chulim daf kafir aleph etc. So we have here two kulis that we don't paskin like on their own. They don't stand on their own 2 feet. One is the kula of a klicheres, to be mekala ene ben yaimai, and one is the kula of an nisid rabbanon, to be mekala ene ben yaimai. So we have, at least so far, two kulis, and we could try to be mitzarif them in cases where we have a tzirif. The Gilya Marsha brings another important kula. First of all, the first Gilya Marsha brings the kula of klicheres. The Gilya Marsha, that's Rav Shlaima Eger, the first piece. Afilach yasu chacham levashel, b'makom d'layef shaloi gazru. Simen kuf chesiv gimel gabe mirada ubebala ised rabbanan b'klicheres v'efsimru b'yesh lahakol. What's he saying? Bebala ised rabbanan. What's he saying? He's saying the two together. If you have the kula of klicheres plus the kula of isid rabbanan, so the two together, you could be mekel. In Rav Palm's case, it was that way. It was chicken, which is basa b'chol d'rabbanan on a klicheres. So it's already a double d'rabbanan. Bevsa meruba, he has a kula. That's first of all. Second piece, the Gilya Marsha, Levashel ba lechatchila miu, ki sheyesh tzedadim lahatir hamaychos and his bashel. When in the etzem shayla yesh tzedadim, the shayla itself is talian amachlokes. Eladai tzaybchen lahatir. Just that we don't pass in lakula. Yesh lahakal akapanim lahatir akelim achash yishu me'es la'es. We could be mekel to be mekel on the batir the kelim after they wait 24 hours. So this is also a third kula, that when the original iser is an isach loikis or besveikis, that a person could in such a case be mekel. So here we have the three. Well, we're considering it always a bidiavid, that if it's yesh sedadim, well, it could be yesh sedadim even by metal, which you're right, would be a shayla chatchila. But this idea of yesh sedadim lahati, we're going to do it when something can be kashered. If you can kasher, we're going to kasher it. But if it's going to be something that can be kashered, like a klicheres, so we're going to use this kula as well. Now, was it Davagush? So Davagush, we're still, I think we're machmer by Davagush. It's another tzirif, you're right. It's Yesh Sedadim as well. Right,
but the
couple
was, what was the
issue
they used this? It's
Mutu Banua,
so it's
a Issa Achim, then Achim, then? Since it's a Ben you would make a Basa B'chalav, so in a Ben
is Asa B'chalav. Even Ben it's
Mutu Banua. But I'm not talking about Hanan, I'm talking to eat. He wants now to put a cheese latke in the same serving plate.
Right.
That's going to be Belaya the meat from the Keli, Basa B'chalav.
That's
bad. I mean, it's the Rais of the Chavis Das said at the beginning of Pei Zayin that's Basa B'chalav the Rais. Yeah, whatever the Basa B'chalav is, it's nice and Tamil Shvach, Basa and to cheese.
Yeah, but the point is, by Isar Dabon
it's Mutabanua,
so you have to put an Isar Achil in there.
Right, so
it's
Basa
B'chalav,
it's Mutabanua.
What am I eating?
Eating milk with B'lias of meat. It would be Ben Yaimai. It would be milk with B'lias of meat. Right, because you.
No, it would be
it's Isanua. No, it's Achila I'm worried about. Forget this.
Yeah, but what's the Achila?
You're eating milk with Blias of flesh. If I put hot cheese on it, I have now hot cheese with the Yoda Blias of flesh. That's also with the Rice.
Is it Be'en? There's a bigger volume?
You don't need Be'en. Blias are Asim in a Torah. Top kick of the Rice. The Blias of meat into milk, Asir. Even there's no Anah, there's Achila. It's achila. If you're going to sell it, you wouldn't worry about more value, and I'm not selling it to Goyim, I'm eating it. Right? I'm going to serve it for supper. Right? It's achila. Milk has to please of me. All right, now, where did this entire issue. Now, first of all, I want to tell you an interesting thing. I think if you look at how to paskin, there's a difference between the halacha svarim and the tshuva svarim. What I mean to say is the halacha svarim, the Chachmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Prima Gadim, there's no man standing in front of them with a serving plate. They're writing the rules, a rule book. They're all machmir. You look at the Chachmas Adam, Prima Gadim, the Aruch HaShulchan. So they're machmir. They say, Eina ben yaymai ato ben yaymai is aser. Period. In the tshuva svarim, when it came to halacha l'maisa, a lot of the gedolei olam were Makel by using these tzerufim together, most notably the Rebbe Kiva Eger in a Tshuva Mem Gimel, which is a famous tshuva about Kalim, a set of Cheres Kalim which was inherited or which was received from a kosher home, but it was unknown if they were milchiks or fleishiks. It happens occasionally. People have the shaila they get from a great aunt or a grandmother. They get klicheres, and it's so many years. Sometimes the grandmother was in a nursing home for the last 20 years, or they don't remember if the kelim was used for fleishiks or milchiks. And they have klicheres. It's efsa meruba. Otherwise, what are you going to do with it? It's a whole set of china, and you don't know if it's milchiks or fleishiks. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is mekel. He mentions this kula. His case is better because it's a 50-50 chance you're going to get it right also, right? Because you pick it for milchiks, but for fleishiks, you also have a starker tzad to be mekel. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a big arichus, a raisa sofik derabanan. What would you say? I have a set of china, it's either milchiks or fleishiks. So is that a shayla of a sofik deraisa l'chumra or a shayla of sofik derabanan l'kula? So therefore, he's saying it's a derabbanan because Eina ben Yaimai is only derabbanan. You're forgetting What are you forgetting? Which says it? Think, it's a logical question. Well, what's the counter argument to that? Chayetz is sort of a suffer drabana. What's the problem? So the main counter argument to that is that a deraisa shem is a drabana that was misgalgal from a deraisa. If it started off as an issa deraisa and then you wait 24 hours, it becomes an issa drabana. It still is a suffer deraisa. Rabbi Kiva Eger though says that here when it was a ben yoimai there was no suffix. Here when it was a ben yoimai, the baba was in the house and of sound mind, and it was not a suffix. The suffix started as a eda ben yoimai.
We don't know from her.
Yes, yeah, so Rabbi Kiva Eger is mitzadei that maybe then you don't say misgalgel, and the cheshbonos are a little more complicated than that. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Kiva Eger is mekel based on the cheshbin that by klicheres, based on the cheshbin, it's a suffik, might be a suffik drabban on the kula, and part of his cheshbin is this cheshbin that by efsim aruba we can be soimach on klicheres. The year, most paiskim don't paskin like the year by itself. That's the schichuva gimel, which we're going to talk about. It's a tziruf. The year is definitely a tziruf, right? Okay. So you have plenty of tzirufim here. We have it's a suffix in the first place, and it's eda ben yoimai, and it's a year like the chacham tzvi. Tavagush again. Okay.
It could be. You're assuming it
will make it
same case for Pesach.
Well, you're not going for chametz to Pesach. It's Pesach, Shalom, Bukhiks, and Fleishiks. That's what you mean. You see, Pesach would be different. To go for chametz to Pesach is worse for Ashkenazim because we hold by Pesach that Ha'ina Ben Yoimei asks the food. The Gezerah that we know a rule that Ha'ina Ben Yoimei doesn't ask for food, by Pesach with Machmir that Ha'ina Ben Yoimei asks the food. So that makes it much more chomer, at least for us. But if it would be a Pesach, we know it was the grandma's Pesach kli, but we know if she used this for flesh of somebody else, we know it was Pesach dik, that would be okay. But to go from chametz to Pesach, I don't know if that's a hefse meruva, you could use it for chametz dik.
So,
who? For Gebrots, the Seimachanim. Somebody that's not Isser, the Seimachanim. Yeah, but it's not Isser, they're Isser. Even Isser, they're Abad. It's a Minikin Yisrael Kadesh. Rav Moshe, in his tshuva on Rabbi Kivega's Shaila, adds a tziruf of the Chacham Tzvi, as I'll explain in a moment. I just wanted to finish with the first thing. Eina ben Yoimai, again, if it's Klicheres, if it's especially this in Rabbanan or Sveikis, Yer Tzedadim Lekula, there's a big tzad to be mekel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva in the Micha Shlomai Tshuva Samach Beis about a shaila that's shliach in Eretz Yisrael, and that is eating in a home where the kalim come from a family that's not careful with separating trumas and maestras. There are, for some reason, there are frum families in Eretz Yisrael that are not so zahir in the Isser Tevel, in the separate trumas and maestras, and that's a problem. We have a lot of times shyless Americans who are visiting Eretz Yisrael, they go to visit relatives, and the relatives are no problem, they'll make for them only bedats or only whatever they want. The shayla is a shayla on the kalim. And using the kalim, if you have a tevel issue, is mekel on eina ben yoimai of tevel, but makom tzayrich, makom semeruba, some that can be kashered. He's mekel on eina ben yoimai based on the following logic. What's the gezerah eina ben yoimai? It's not a gezerah that we make it isser. It's not isser. It doesn't make the food treif. It's a maisa isser. You're not allowed to use a keli eina ben yoimai. You're not allowed to cook with to eat. It's isser in the maisa. So he says the following svara. He says by tevel, even a ben yoimai, you're allowed to cook tevel. If you cook it, you'll separate from some maisers. There's no maisa isser. If somebody doesn't have the nusach or doesn't have a pruta chamura to be paid it, so while he's waiting, he wants to cook the tevel, and then afterwards he'll separate. So that's you're allowed to do that. It says even in ben yoimai, there's no issa maisa on cooking to eat from by tevel. So there's a svara that ain't a ben yaymei, ato ben yaymei, we also shouldn't be geyser. You mitzaref with that, the fact that tevel b'zman hazeh is a derabanan, and this is a derabanan, ain't a ben yaymei, it's not so pashut, it's aser. So memela, he has a kula to be mekel b'makom hefsid on tevel.
Why didn't you take a coin and say that
bli
is
worth the other
decision?
The coin. To be paid. So you can only be paid the ma'aser sheni. You can't be paid the truma. There's a truma. There's a ma'aser that makes a tevel. You have to be mafresh. So he talks about it. He says l'chari could be mafresh. You can mafresh now. So he says he's talking about a keli that was used for many years or many minim. How do you know how much to take and how many minim to take? You can only set minim and min al mina. That's why. And then you need what? I see his tshuva. I don't think he mentions if it's matos acheres. He's talking where you can't do anything. His shail is about someone who used it for many years and many. You mean because you kakashikli matos? So I have to look up the tshuva. I just saw it an hour ago, but you're right. Logically, he's talking about I'm giving that example, but he's talking about the people themselves that are coming to use it. What about a coffee machine in a hotel? You go into a hotel room, you check in. There's a coffee machine. Are you allowed to use that coffee machine? It's a big. It's a hard to use it. Do you have to be chayshish that it was used for treif at least once?
Why
flavored coffees. I try. There's a lot of tray for flavored coffees.
Why can you buy coffee?
That's a good question. Why can you buy coffee? So what they say, what the Echsherim say about buying coffee in the professional places, they published about this. They say it's designated. The Kalim are designated for whatever you see them being used for, and that they cheat on the flavorings. They say that all these places, Dunkin' Donuts and all these places, have one brew, maybe they have a separate one for decaffeinated, but for the regular coffee, they don't brew flavored coffees. They only brew regular coffee, and when you order the flavored, you get a spritz of cold flavoring that gets put into the coffee and gets stirred in. That it's not real, that's what they say. So the coffee's kosher, the machine, the hot is all kosher, that's what they're saying, and that's why they say it's mutter. We know it's Ben Yaimai in all these places. It's used every single day. Oh, you go into hotels. That's my question. If you go into a hotel, Eina Ben Yaimai, so to this or Eina Ben Yaimai, Ato Ben Yaimai. So we're still not mutter. No, Eina Ben Yaimai is all the time. You're not allowed to use a guy as Eina Ben Yaimai Kaili also. You're never allowed to use Eina Ben Yaimai Kaili. The Shaila is here, it's at least a suffix. Is it Vadai that the coffee machine is treif? It's not a Vadai. What? That's for kashering, Rav Tashmisha. It doesn't help Svaradim have a head to Rav Tashmisha to kasher, but you can't use a tray for keli if Rav Tashmisha is for kasher, right? It's still not the kasher. So, is there any other tziruf on the coffee machine? It would be nice, because I think people do use it.
They give you that stuff to put inside a coffee, too, so if that is also
kosher. Yeah. So you don't have to be afraid that someone used a non-kosher one, ever, once?
Chicken soup.
Chicken soup in a coffee machine? You could put it. So you have to be chayshish for it. I don't know. I was just thinking. I don't know. For coffee drinkers, maybe it's Epsom Aruba. I don't know. It's. I'm not kidding. It's. Maybe it's a tziruf to be mekel. I don't know.
Maybe they rely on the rabbi. We don't rely on it.
The rabbi could afford to take, to give 10% of all the produce in Eretz Yisrael. It's millions of dollars. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't say they do. I don't say they don't. I don't know the facts. 1%. Truma is nice. So it's all over 1%. Yeah, so how much produce did they have in the whole country? $50 million, $100 million. 1% is $1 million, or $500,000. You think they throw out $500,000? Maybe. Those have a good hashra, I understand. I'm talking about those that.
But it's only when it's in the store. I don't think they go to the field.
Okay. Good. All right, this is the long and short of Sif Beis. The Chacham Tzvi is the only thing that remains. Okay, the issue of the Chacham Tzvi about waiting a year is a tricky issue, because no one paskas like the Chacham Tzvi straight out, but everyone uses him as a tziruf. Waiting 12 months. It's true. At the end of the tshuva, it's funny, everyone calls Chacham Tzvi. At the end of the tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi expresses reservations as to whether to do it to be samech l'maisa. However, if Moshe does have a kula in his tshuva, there's a long tshuva on this topic, and he, in the tshuva, says that we don't have any way of knowing with certainty that we have such a Kabbalah that after a year the Bliya disappears. However, there is a concept by Heter Abola, Sabes Balea Heter, there's a concept of Kolish Yisura, which means that if something's treif, even if it's a weak taste, it's still going to be awesome. There's no difference if it's a weak taste or it's a strong taste. But by Heter, there is a difference between Kolish Yisura by Naparnat.
Yeah,
every Naparnat, I mentioned last week, by Naparnat to Etero, we're Mekel, because it's Kolish Yisura. So Ramesha writes that by an Eina Ben Yoimai, if it's an Eina Ben Yoimai of Heter, you could be Seimach Ad HaChacham Tzvi. Now in the Tshuva, he's Seimach on it with Tzirufin. It's not clear if he would be Seimach straight out, but he's Seimach on it with Tzirufin. In the case of old Kalim, from grandma, that no one knows that the milchiks of fleishiks, Ramesha writes, you know it's kosher, just a shah of fleishiks of milchiks. So he have another strong tzirif, even if you don't pass kai to Chacham Tzvi. Nevertheless, by hetera bala, it's already a weak taste, and Ramesha writes to be vekel. There's one other place Ramesha writes to be sabach Chacham Tzvi, and that's takonas hashavim. He writes the families that become from the kasha of the home, that the klicheres. He says, "Bishum takanas hashavim with saimech on the dasi afid," and he says to be saimech on the china kalim, relying on it. Takanas hashavim, relying on the Chacham Tzvi. So those are two situations where the Chacham Tzvi at least comes to halacha l'maisa. We learned the chiddush: the gzeir ena ben yamei ato ben yamei has certain potential exceptions. There was this, sir. Still to be said. Okay, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel requires us to concentrate a little. It's not, at least until the Shach, it's not complicated in the sense it's not machleiksim, but the case itself you have to pay attention to. Yesh Aymerim. Hod Hashiva Paguma Ksheina Bas Yayma. This which you say, Eine Ben Yaymai, is Pagum. Dafka Kshakadera Yafa Vesarmi Menu Kol Sham Nunis Isser Hadavik Ba. That's if the kedera yafa means it's a smooth kli that you can clean. The sarmi menu, and you did clean. Kol shamnun is iser hadavikba. All the iser stuck to it. Avo, im lo yadicha yafa, she iser hu be'en. If you didn't clean it, and there's still be'en on the kli, like in a dira type of keli situation, einai nifka b'shias meisleis. It doesn't help waiting 24 hours. What's pshat? So you could say it's two ways. Either it means 24 hours doesn't help for ban, so you have to scrub out the ban and then it'll be mutter. Or maybe it means that if there's ban, even the bleas don't get old. It's not clear what the machaber meant. Did the machaber mean that if you have ban stuck to it, even the bleas don't get old? So the Ramah says that he means the more kuladik away. Says the Machaber only means that the be'en is still iser, but the bliya becomes old. And the Groches, he writes, the loike rishal shekos of the ba'achadikam amashes be'en also blua gabkein noisin tamlishvah. Now, like the Marshal who has the other shita. I told you many times that Marshal is the big machmir in his Suri Bas Yeridea in Isvaheter. He holds that his be'en, even the bliya doesn't get old. We don't pasken that way. The Rabbah is paskening, but we're paskening this way, that if the you have to get rid of the ban. You get rid of the ban, the bli azal. So b'meila, it's a davar pashut. We all would understand that this is so. So it's not so much of a chiddush. You have to get rid of the ban. Okay.
If it's growing mold.
What?
If it's already moldy, does it make any difference?
If it's already moldy, I assume it's tavlof gam. If it's ain't a roy, it's ain't a roy lager. So is it an unhealthy tea moldy food? What? Cheese, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So it's just the taste. It just doesn't taste good. Okay. Okay, the Rabbah continues. Yeshayrim. The Bidvarim Charifin Lo Yamrina Din Dais Tavlof Gam. Now here's an important Rabbah. By Dovah Charif, we don't say Dais Tavlof Gam. Commission is Boil Elsa Mitzadakay Tavlof Gam. Now listen to this. The fact that a davar charif we don't say ben yaimei, that we know. But there's a consequence that we have here. Now listen to the consequence. L'chein, in bishul b'kedeiras yisr she'ena bas yaimei michael charif. If you have a'ena ben yaimei keli, and you cooked a sharp food, k'gayin tavshel sharu bay chay b'tzei tavlin, a shar dvarim charifin, such as a cooked food that's rive vinegar, rive spices, or rive sharp foods. I can't think of anything we have, unless somebody could beer in a keli. We don't have kelim that are rive devarim charifim, but if someone has such a thing, asr. Because you put in some onions into the vegetable soup, that doesn't make it a davar charif. So that if you have a davar charif, a sharp, well, it would be a sharp food. I'm not... What? Chili. Okay. Whatever. All right. The sharp food. Avo. If the iser was sharp. You shouldn't think that if you cook a sharp iser and it goes into the kli, that sharp lia stays for more than 24 hours. No such thing. Our only Kabbalah is that a davar charif extracts a bliya of Eina ben Yaimai. But to say that if it's a balua ben Yaimai, then it doesn't apply. Now this halacha by itself, Sif Gimel, is a relatively simple halacha. Two things. If there's be'en, it's aser. If you have any kash on it, it's that it's pashit. And davar charif takes out a ben Yaimai. We already know that. Oh, that's a good question. But I'm saying, for what it says here, Mechaber Abba is good. Now, the question being asked is whether the davar charif will now refresh it even back into the kli to become a ben yaimai. Now, that is the issue of shach beis. However, we'd do better to learn sif dalid and then come back to shach beis, because with sif dalid, we'll have a point of reference for the shach. So sif gimel is the longest one on the page, but it's the easiest one. Shach dalid, sif dalid, the Mechaber, is relatively easy. I want to remind you that we had back in the beginning of Asa B'Cholam, it's in the Tzadik Beis, a concept of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. What does Chaticha Nasa Nevela mean? So there was a Machlaikis, the Mechaber, and the Rabbah. The Mechaber holds that the concept of Chaticha Nasa Nevela is an exclusively Asa B'Cholam Dikadim. And that is a halacha that if you cook milk in a kli, later you cook meat in the kli, the meat becomes Isser itself. The meat itself becomes Isser. So let's give an example. Let's say someone cooked milk for breakfast. He made a hot cereal at 8 a.m. And then it came supper time. So at 8 p.m., he cooked in the same pot, he cooked flesh. Now that flesh becomes Basa Mechalav. Chaticha Das Nevela, the Isser is the meat. And he didn't realize. He cooked cereal in the morning, 8 a.m., cook flesh 8 p.m. The next day, noon, is that keli a ben yaimai, or is that keli a ein a ben yaimai? Why does the tutsadim? A person could think like this. He could say, let's see, is this a ben yaimai or ein a ben yaimai? On the one hand, from the milk, it's an ein a ben yaimai. So, because the milk was more than 24 hours ago. So if I forget about the milk, I only think about the meat, so it's a flesh a ben yaimai.
Cooking.
Right, you're cooking. But now when I cook at noon, it's more than 24 hours of the milk. The milk bleas are old. Only the meat bleas are fresh.
But it never ages, you can say, because it always
Okay, good. Okay, good. So we say that chaticha das nevela, the basar became gufa iser. At 8 p.m., the meat became a gufa iser. And since it became gufa iser, therefore the 24 hours start from when it's refreshed, so to speak, by the cooking of the meat. The bliya basar b'chalav happened at 8 p.m. and it's within 24 hours. So therefore, that's the way we paskin. There's a bach that seems to say differently, but lamaisa, this is the way we nemad that the bach that's 24 hours from there. So let's see. Now we understand the b'chaber. Kedera habalua b'basar b'chalav. Im kaidim sha'avar laila echad. If before one evening, one night passed, chamu b'mayim. Choshev ki ilu chazav in nisvashel baha yisr, omayna meis leis, mishah shahuchmu hamayim. So here he says, the kder is below of a basa b'chalav. And then you cooked water at night. So we have to rethink this. He cooked basa b'chalav 8 a.m. He cooked water at 8 p.m. The water was chaticha das nevela. The next day, so he says, that also refreshes it. It's chaticha das nevela. It's a big chiddush that basar chalav, even water. By other isurim, we don't say chaticha das nevela. What? Blias went from the basar chalav into the water, from water back into the pot. So chaticha das nevela, and it's refreshed. As I state here in the mechaber, masha'enke b'shar isurim. Now, what? In the water, chaticha das nevela. Mechaber, you mean? Okay, 1 second. Good. What? If you would have 60 times, there would be no shaila. But we say a keli doesn't have 60 times the thickness of its walls. We assume a kli doesn't have 60 times the blias in the wall, unless we know for sure. But stamo, we assume a keli doesn't have 60. Now, there are a couple of problems here. It sounds like an easy mechaber. It's like everything that says is not shver. It's what doesn't say that shver as follows. The first major question is why the Ramah doesn't argue here. The Ramah, we know, we say chaticha das nevela b'shari surim. We assume that you say chaticha das nevela by all surim. So why is it the Ramah magia? So the Gra in Sifkat Yudalin writes, he's writing on the mechaber, and he writes, Kishi Tosai. The Mechaber is going according to his own Shita, the Einas Nevela Bishar Isurim. Then we don't say Chaticha Das Nevela by other Isurim. Vaisav Simi Kuf Gimel, the Afa Haga Maida. The Ramaz Maida. Kivid Yesh Makila Balafachi. Since the Asamu are Makel anyway, what does that mean? The Asamus don't say Chaticha Das Nevela on Blias, the Ramban, I think it was. The Ashitas that don't say Chaticha Das Nevela on Blias, only on Be'en. Kamash Kasa Smak, Yesh Lismach Ala Saibim, Deinoi Mechanan, Bishari Surim. Says here a Chiddush, that the Ramah didn't argue here, because the Ramah was Saimech, that by Shari Surim, by Blias, we don't say Chaticha Das Nevela, only by Be'en. That's the Chiddush. Yes?
Isn't there also a time that once the Basar B'chalav is already formed, that's called
the Shari Surim? That'd be a problem. I want to get to that. Let me just finish. The Ramah there, it says Kuf Gimel, doesn't say exactly what the Gra says. The Ramah says, B'mokim Hefsid, you could be Mekel. He says, B'mokim Hefsid, you could be Mekel, that you don't say Chaticha Das Nevela. It doesn't say straight out. The Gra there writes, Hefsid, Hainu Hefsid Ktsas. It means even a small amount of Hefsid. So this Gra that says the Ramah didn't say anything here because he was Saimach Amani, he said there that Amayda, it's a little shver because he's only Mekel Behefsek Tzas. The Prima Gadim, the Simikov Gimel, says that the Ramah argues here as well. The Ramah assumed you're up to Kufchav Beis. You already learned Kuf Gimel. So you already know, and both, it's both in Kuf Gimel and in Tzadik Dalet. So he already knows that you already know that the Ramah argues Chatich Nasveel Bishari Surim. So the Prima Gadim says he was saying what he said there. So there's an argument between the Gra and the Prima Gadim had a taich this, but there's no argument halacha l'maisa. Both agree, but b'bakim hefsek tzas, we don't say chaticha das nevela to refresh blias in a keli, even like the Ramah, by Shari Surim, actually, by, we'll see in a minute, anything into water, but by Shari Surim for sure. And therefore, the first problem here is resolved.
So why didn't the Ramah, according to the Ramah, why wasn't the Ramah Magia the other way?
You didn't have to write his Maida.
No. So, but you should argue on Basa B'Cholim. You should argue on the premise of the Mechamim.
He's not Mekel on Basa B'Cholim. He's only Mekel on Shari Surim. He's Mekel on Tzirim. No, but not by Basa B'Cholim, by Shari Surim. Right, by Shari Surim, we had a Machlaik, is it by Lach Balach, you say, Chatech HaNasaveh, or not, because it mixes well. Now, there's a second separate Kasha. What I asked is on the Ramah, the Grand Prima Garden. He asks a Kasha, the Shach is a Simakuf Gimel Sivkat Yud Ches. The Shach asks on this Mechaber, that what's going on here? What's the logic of the Mechaber? Why only by Basa B'Chola we say Chatichadas Nevela and not by every other Yisr? There's a reason for that. Because by Basa into Cholav, a Cholav into Basa, that is the Yisr. Right, it's not the same. I have a tray for pot and I cook kosher food. So the Bliya goes into the kosher food. What's the Yisr? Only the Bliya. The kosher food is not Asr, it just absorbed Yisr. By Basa B'Cholav, when milk goes into meat, the meat itself is the Isser also. That's the Svar of Chatichadas Nevela. It's not just the Bliya that's the Treifus, it's the Guf HaBasa, the Guf HaCholav that's Treif. So the sheet of the Mechaber is, you say, Chatichadas Nevela, meat into milk or milk into meat. Here, it's Basa B'Cholav into water. You say Chatichadas Nevela on the water. Freck the Shach and Simakov Gimel, that why, what's he calling this Chatichadas Nevela? According to Shita Samachaber, it should not be Chatichadas Nevela. That's the kasher of the Shach and Simakov Gimel. Now, here in parentheses, it says, Now, I want to tell you a rule that any parentheses is not the Ramah. The Ramah is Hagah. Anything in parentheses is not the Ramah. It was added later. Rebelski in his Yeradeish said it was added by the Sma. A little bit of a problem with that from here. I'd rather told somebody in the Shir to ask him. Here it says, Ayilel Simisad Dav Sivkot Nechav Beis. What does Sivkot Nechav Beis mean? That means the Shach. There's no Mechaber Ramah Sivkot Nechav Beis. It says, look, it's Simisad Dav Sivkot Nechav Beis. It's a reference to the Shach. Tzadik Dalis of Kot Nechav Beis, and I doubt the Ramah certainly didn't see the Shach, even the Sma, I don't think the Sma saw the Shach. Whoever added this, added it for good reason, because the Shach, who asked this Kasha, Simakov Gimel, answers it in the Simen Tzadik Dalis of Kot Nechav Beis. There, the Shach writes that the Mechaber is Maida, that will go to Chaticha Nas and Avela Midrabanan on Basa B'Cholav into water, Basa B'Cholav into a third medium. That the Ramah is, that the Mechaber is Maida, even though Mechaber doesn't hold, goes to Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Kol Tarakula. But into water, the Shach says he's Maida, and that's Pshat here in the Mechaber here. So that we have at least an insight into what it says, Halacha L'Maisa. If you cook, it refreshes the Isser. Now, this is a major problem for us, B'nai Ashkenaz. When we have plants that are open on Shabbos, or bakeries, local bakeries that are open, and they're cooking, they're Jews, if there are Jews doing the cooking or the baking. And a hechsher gives a hechsher. What a Jew bakes on Shabbos is treif, is not kosher. Fine? So whatever, you have to have some sort of control. How do you control it? I'm not sure. But out of town, I know one particular out of town city with the only local bakery that's willing to have a hechsher is Jewish owned, but they bake on Shabbos. So whatever they bake on Shabbos, the hechsher has some sort of control to keep it separate and to keep it treif. They have a problem, though, for Ashkenazim, because the kelim are beleya iser. That is a whole tumble if Bishul b'Shabbos ases kelim or not. The Mishnah Berurah paskens that it does. So the kelim become aser. All right, so we're going to ask for Shabbos and Sunday. Because Sunday it's a Ben Yaimai. So whatever gets baked on Sunday is Asr. That would be fine. The problem is that when they bake on Sunday, it's Chatichadas Nevela. And it's going to go back and ask for the Kalim again. And unless they take 24 hours off from the cooking, for the baking, how are you going to give a heksher? It's constantly being baked in it. And Chatichah Nas Nevela makes that the Bliya breshed, and you would have a problem. Again, we would have to be Saimech in a place where it's a Hefzik Tzas, like I said. That was Saimech B'Shari Surim, it's not possible Cholov there. It's just the Isser Bissel B'Shabbos, which is a more Kaldike Isser. It's a Knas, it's Machloikis, and a constant Bliyas. So since we just learned that the Ramah is Mekel B'Hefzik Tzas, so Hefzik Tzas plus a Tzirim from Shabbos is what a person could rely on. Excuse me? Not a guy, a Jew. If a Jew bakes it, that's what's a problem. If a Jew would bake it, that's what that's. So this is the problem with the Bliya being refreshed. Okay, so Sifdalit also relatively easy. Shach is a problem. The Shach is confusing. Question. Now that we learn Sifdalit, what happens if I have an old keli, it's already 5 days old, 10 days old from treif, and I cook a dove charif? The dove charif becomes treif. It takes out Eidah B'Yayim into Kablia. Does that refresh the Isser back in the keli, even though it's Eidah B'Yayim? That's interesting, Shaila. If I cook within 24 hours, the Bliya goes into the thing, it's refreshed, and it's the 24-hour clock starts again. What about if it's a Dov HaCharif and it's Eidah Ben Yaimai? So here, in the Lomdis, we have to try to understand. When you have an Eidah Ben Yaimai Bliya and a Kli, it goes into a Dov HaCharif, what happens? You have two choices. Either the Bliya is just as old. Just the nature is, when you salt something or put a charif on something, it accents the taste in a way that makes it noticeable. But the bliya is just as old. If that's the case, so the bliya is still old. Or is it pshat that this Kabbalah, that dova charif is b'chayya leila shach, somehow improves it. It wakes it up itself. So look at the shach. The language of the shach and the girsais create a problem. That's the same person. Rabba wrote the Darkei Moshe, wrote the Teres Chatos. Klaus Samach Aleph Din Yud Beis, Klaus Samach Shem Yisav Ehetar. In Bishlu Dov Acharif B'kderi Shal Basar She'ena Ben Yaimai. They cooked the Dov Acharif in Aflesh Ena Ben Yaimai Kli. Va'achakach Bishlu Boi Cholav. Here we get tricky. And then you cooked milk. Which Girsa would you prefer? Huh? So let's try with the brackets. V'akach bishlu by cholov toich me'es le'es. So I assume it means within a me'es le'es of the dov acharif. It was in a me'es of the original. It obviously was of the original basar. So the basar was eidah ben yaimai. The dov acharif was cooked. Now they're cooking milk toich me'es le'es of the dov acharif. Ha'maychel mutav v'lo yamrinu acharif isher b'kdeira oiseh shemaflin achshav l'shvach ad kan. That's a kula. We don't say that the bliya that came into the dov acharif is now refreshed. In the dov acharif, it's iser. But it doesn't get refreshed back into the kli, even though it's an idea of chatichah nas nevela. Nevertheless, the nesar can't be more chomer than the iser. And since the iser can only aser dov acharif, the nesar, which became nas nevela, also can only aser a dov acharif and not otherwise.
Was
aser the dov acharif?
Why?
Because the Dava Charev is B'chayi Leila
Shvach. So then why isn't Meisleis after that still?
Because the Nesar can't be worse than the Iser. If the Iser is Eina B'yayi B'bliya, and you don't say physically it was refreshed, you say it's still an old Bliya, so even though it becomes Aser in the Dava Charev, but that's our rule, that we the case that people remember is the case of cutting a lemon with a treifa knife. That the lemon juice can't aser in the tea more than the, even though lemon juice is noticeable in tea, but it can't aser more than the knife, which would be batel b'shisha.
I'm saying
that's the vela with this limitation, right? When you cut a lemon with a tray for knife, you'll say chatichah nas nevela, but there's a limitation. It only has the power to go to think that aser could go. Think that aser can't go. It's eidah ben yaimai. Can't go into anything that's not mechayel leila shvach. It's not charif. So same thing here. It can't go any further. V'uadin in bishul dov acharif b'kdeir shel iser she'eidah ben yaimai. Actually, till now I was talking about fleishiks. Says v'uadin b'kdeir shel iser she'eidah ben yaimai v'akashar beis leis mishnesvashol b'yadov acharif. And then you waited. Now our girsa here is you waited. Again, you cooked a dove charef in Isser. Mutter. Now that's really pashut. 24 hours after the dove charef is certainly mutter. Now he says the chayim bishul dove charef derish basam ben yaimai. If you cooked a derish dove charef in a flesh again ben yaimai, bishul boy achar meis leish and is mashul by habasa. Al pishayin meis leish and is mashul by hadove charef. Vahaya ben yaimai is mashul by hadove charef mutter. So he's saying that even though the Dava Charef was cooked in a Ben Yaimai, if you wait 24 hours, so the Bliya of the Dava Charef, it's Mutter, I'm special by Betchila Devar Isser, I feel special by Achakach Dava Sheena Charef, Ben Yaimai, Meinen Achakach Meis Leis, Metapshal Hashen, Yikil Elsam, Inside the Dazim, Kot Nechav Beis. If the other thing was Isser, so then you wait 24 hours from the second cooking. So the way we have a Girsa, it's not so much a problem, it's not Kuz HaKesa, Mati Yainison, but the way the Girsa is fixed up here, it's telling us a kula that by dava charif we don't do chatichanas nevel on the dava charif more than for the iser itself. Now this would seem to be an important din, not so much for this case, because in this case I don't think it comes up in our home so much. But the old chavis das, the chavis das was a very common shaila, and it comes up where a person cuts a onion with a fleshiger knife and then puts the onion into a dicer, into a parava blender or into a milchika blender, and cuts the onion. And the shaila people ask is whether they just made the blades of the blender or the machine, whatever machine they had, they did just make a fleshig. Because if you cut an onion with a fleshiger knife, even ein ben yaimai, it's mechaya leil shvach, it makes it into a ben yaimai. And now the bliya could go into the blades, it's going to make the blades fleishik or treif, if the case is treif. So the Chavis Das brought in Simen Tzadik Vav, brought from the Mogen Avram is Machmir, but he brought the Evan Eiser who's Mekel. The Evan Eiser says that the bliya that went from the knife into the Dava Charif, the power of a Dava Charif is only in the Dava Charif. The bliya is just as old. It's an old bliya. It's not a bliya that can answer anything, except it can answer dava charef. In the dava charef, it's b'chayel el shvach. When it goes from the dava charef into the blade of the blender, it's the same old ena ben yaimai bliya, and it can't answer the blade of the blender. That's the Eben Oizis psak, and the Chavis Das is maskim. He has a second reason to be meikel, and he paskas that way. This would seem to be a raya that, at least to the aside, the Dava Charef doesn't refresh the Bliya. The Bliya is the same old Bliya. It doesn't refresh it. And Atzchatichan Asnevela doesn't refresh it. It's just that it's the same old taste, but spicy things accent the taste to make it noticeable. But as far as it going out of the spicy thing into something else, it's not redoing. Yes?
Does it depend if pressure is placed by the blade into the...
Well, in all cutting, the assumption is that it's Duchat Sakina. The assumption is this pressure, because that's how a blade cuts. Yeah, well, if it would be a porridge of some sort, you'd be right. But I'm talking about something that needs to be cut, which the assumption is that there's dukkah de sakina, there's the pressure of the blade. The original was a stab kelim, which is enabin ayayman. Yeah, we're talking where it's because it's a dava charef that we're concerned. All right. A shloisha nice and tam. All right, by dava charef, we don't normally say that or that. Dava charef is iser atzmai. The two chumras of dava charef. We don't say anybody yaimai. We don't say that or not. So, but you're right. When you're going to use that blender knife for something else, if you use it for pariv, then it's another knot which would be mutter. But even if you use it for real melachiks, it still would have this kula. Of the kula of the Chavis Das. Chavis Das's kula is not everyone passes that way, but I know that Rav Palm used to be sevach the Chavis Das, and that's what I tell people. Yes, okay. All right, we have left still Sifhei and the din of Stad Kelim Eina B'nei Yaimon, which is Sifav. So I guess we'll get to that. Mitzvah Shabbat next week.